high rates of STDs within a particular residence in one of our busy metropolitan areas in the state of Florida. So essentially what I'll talk about is the purpose of the study. I'll give you a little bit in terms of the methodology we used to get to what we needed to do to make some interventional efforts for some of the morbidities in Florida, especially regarding this special population. And of course, it has to do with MSM. So one of the tools that we do use with the Florida Department of Health, as well as with the Texas Department of Health, is LexisNexis Accurate, which is an actual tool that's used to locate individuals by their date of birth or any other type of demographic information. In particular, one of our astute technicians within the STD and viral hepatitis section was able to identify a particular house that was associated with more than 150 individuals with this address, and it was mainly focused on a HIV case investigation. So the purpose of the study was to obtain locating information on the individuals associated with this house, as I'll coin the term House A, and look at some of the possibilities of STD as well as HIV cases associated with these individuals using PRISM, our patient reporting investigating surveillance manager system, which I know some of the states besides Florida use to keep a management of STD databases for cases. So House A, which you can see, is just a graphical representation of the number of individuals associated with the residence. As you can see, there were many individuals, as I stated earlier, about 150. And of these 150 men, they were actually involved in the adult film industry, if you get my drift. So this is what made this particular research study very interesting, because we hear so much about men who have sex with men, men who have sex with men, and men who have sex with men, but what about the special populations of men who have sex with men that are involved in what I'll say the cultural or social taboo of the porn industry? So this is what made this particular study very interesting. So after using LexisNexis to identify these individuals, the team and I were able to use and look into PRISM, our surveillance management system, some of those individuals who were named as being associated with the residence. And by far, we did find a number of individuals, of course, that had some type of STD infection, whether it was gonorrhea, chlamydia, or HIV. And I'll be able to show that to you momentarily. So in terms of some of the information that was reported through Accurate, the actual length of stay of the person. So within Accurate, if you were able to identify a person after looking them up in that particular database, you would get the length of stay or the initial date of the arrival of the person moving to that particular residence, the date of departure, age, and gender, or any other type of associations associated with that person. So I would have to say that using Accurate made me feel like, I guess I could say Olivia Pope or some type of special FBI person, like, oh, wow, this is really interesting. But it was a great process in being able to link those individuals from the house to our PRISM system. And as I mentioned, as far as determining if infections were acquired during the house of or the residence, the length of stay of the resident, we identified those persons being infected within the house either 6 months before their arrival or 6 months after, and of course in between. We also use SAS, of course, is one of our many statistical tools to do some cool statistical analyses. I'm sure some of y'all are more apt with R or STATA, but SAS continues to be my best friend, even though we have our love-hate relationship. So between September 2003 to 2015 of July, 34% of those males resided in house aid and also had been reported in prison. Of those men, 24 had a total of 42 sexually transmitted diseases, as I mentioned before, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and of course, HIV. And this representation just gives you an idea of what was going on as far as the time frame in House A. So this pretty cool schematic representation is something that one of our CST applied fellows developed based upon all of the data that we were able to collect and merge together. And if you focus on the vertical light gray bars, those represent the number of incoming residents within House A. And then, of course, on the x-axis are the dates. So in particular, when we look at the highest bar in between October 2006 to October of 2008, there were a number of individuals who moved into House A, whether they stayed for a long time, we don't know. And as I'll discuss in the limitations, that was one of the limitations of using LexisNexis. And the special colorful dots represent the different infections acquired throughout that particular time frame. So, in particular, when it comes to this study, Accurint was very, very helpful in allowing us as the STD and viral hepatitis section to identify these high-risk individuals who engaged in risky behavior. Accurint served to provide some very accurate information, hence the name Accurint. Accurate. Very helpful. So what was to be determined was the importance of routine, consistent screenings within this house in high morbidity areas across the state, as we all, to my knowledge, know that there are different types of setups. People are desperate these days, anything to have sex to get money or whatever the case may be. In terms of the demographics of these film industry actors, they were much younger. They had come from across the United States, Colorado, California, to Florida, where the porn industry is becoming a big thing because of the money and just the excitement of being in Florida and seeing Mickey Mouse, I'll have to say. So very exciting, but very interesting as far as interventional methods moving forward. And as I mentioned before, just being able to look into identifying these high-risk areas was a strength of our study. In terms of limitations, we all know that all studies have some type of drawback or disadvantage. In terms of the ascertainment of transmission, it was very, very hard to actually hone in and determine the actual location of transmission because some of the house livers actually moved around quite a bit to different locations across the state. They also met their partners at different bars and clubs within the metropolitan area. So there was no real way of determining if the person had sex within the house or anywhere else. So that was a limitation to the study. As far as the data that was extracted from Accurint, some of the data was missing. However, the pertinent data as far as the date of birth to be able to match those individuals from Accurint into PRISM was very much available. But that did serve as a limitation as far as the length of stay for some of the individuals associated with the house. So as I mentioned before, one of the things that we've implemented, my colleagues and I, is active STD surveillance throughout a lot of our metropolitan areas, not this particular metropolitan area in general, but all because it's a lot going on, of course. And then, of course, being able to show outreach in these high morbidity areas has been very helpful as well as effective. One of the things I know that we've talked about throughout our different sessions within the conference is the implementation of PrEP. So that's been one of the implementations or ideas for some of the residents with the local health department in that particular metropolitan area as far as urging individuals that are going to engage in risky behavior to look into possibilities of condom use as well as using PrEP. And at this time, I would like to thank my colleagues, my mentors, my former supervisors who are here today from the Florida Department of Health. I'm very grateful to be here presenting to you all. I wasn't sure if I would be able to come, but luckily with my new position working as a postdoctoral fellow with the University of Texas Medical Branch, my new supervisor was very, very excited and very supportive of me coming here to present to you all today. So I'm very excited and thankful for your time. Thank you.
All right, we've got a few minutes for questions if anybody would like to come to the microphone.
Oh, I really thought he was going to ask a question.
I'm sorry if I missed this. Did you reach out to these individuals, or did you just link their STD data to the house location data? Did you just use two databases to link them, or did you actually reach out to them and have them come in to do testing or a survey or anything?
Well, we did actually a number of things, and thank you for asking that question. The first was being able to link the individuals based upon those two databases that I mentioned, Acuren as well as PRISM. Mm-hmm. And after a long discussion and meeting with community stakeholders and the local health department administrators in this particular metropolitan area, it was suggested that, hey, maybe the local health department should get together with the state health department and visit this particular area. And seemingly enough, the guy who actually owns the house happens to be the producer of the house, of the particular porn category, I guess you could say. And he was very open to allowing the constituents who went to visit him to talk about effective measures in preventing STDs and HIV. So it was very interesting, I will say the least.
That's encouraging. Were they open to having routine testing done on site or other STD preventative measures, like coming in for testing and treatment? But I saw the PrEP recommendation and also the condom use recommendation, but what about testing and treatment for STDs?
Yes, to my knowledge, I definitely wanted to show my gratitude to our disease intervention specialists who definitely took it upon themselves to suggest that to the individual, the owner of the house. And he was, of course, you know, reluctant because, you know, having such an interesting way of life when it comes to adult feminine industry is, like I mentioned, a social or cultural taboo. However, being able to explain to him the importance of testing, treatment, he was able to get that because essentially if you have actors who are getting sick and can't do the job, whatever the job might have been, we're not going to think about those things right now, but just let your mind wander. This is the STD conference, so. But just being able to be open-minded, you're not going to get your money's worth if you have sick individuals, and just to be able to prevent the spread of disease is most important. And that's what the constituents of our Department of Health were able to convey to the individuals. So as of now, to my knowledge, there are routine testing and screenings for a lot of the actors that are involved and associated with that house. And then, of course, there's been word of mouth of the health department coming and doing routine screenings in different areas of high morbidity.
Hi, thanks for your talks. Very interesting. I'm Amara Ross from Indiana. I was thinking about in California, I know there's been a real push, and I think they got it on the books that there's mandatory condom use on porn sets. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if there's any such initiative in Florida.
To my knowledge, it's supposed to be urged and pushed. However, when it comes to that industry, it's pretty much at the discretion of the producer. And we've had a lot of talks about that, especially when it comes to the legalities of that particular issue. But as far as I know, I wouldn't be surprised that it's either 50-50. But, yeah. It's just one of those things, human nature. Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much.
There are two more minutes. If anyone has any other questions for any of our other presenters, I see. Nope, I don't see any more questions. So thank you to all of our presenters for sharing your work. Thank you to everybody here in the audience for coming. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.